right. As you do, I read or listen to the news with a Christian worldview and especially an ear for how things are corroborating centuries-old Bible prophecies, because we believe that we're living in the last days spoken of in Scripture. And then every week we present our findings in what we call a prophecy update. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about the unusual historic decision by Pope Benedict to resign effective February 28 of this year. He cited health reasons, or as he likes to say, he was too pooped to pope. I thought about that for a long time. I think it's okay. It turns out there is something, we talked about this, called the prophecy of the popes. It's also known as the Malachi prophecies. Malachi was an Irish archbishop who lived from 1094 to 1148. He's attributed with a vision of the last 112 popes from which he created a list. And what he does is he gives a description of each successive pope. And they're remarkably accurate. We're not saying it's like the Bible or that it's biblical, but remarkably accurate prophecies. Malachi described the last pope, calling him Petrus Romanus, or Peter the Roman. And he wrote this. He said, "In the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will reign Peter the Roman, who will feed his flock among many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge the people." In 1880, M.J. O'Brien, a Catholic priest, published in Dublin a book providing what he called a historical and critical account of the prophecy of Malachi regarding the succession of popes. O'Brien understood that Malachi's prophecy was declaring that in the reign of the pope identified as Petrus Romanus, Peter the Roman, the end of the world would come, culminating in Jesus Christ's second coming. The next pope may very well be a Peter. In the period known as sede vacante, when there is no sitting pope right now, the chamberlain for the Vatican serves as the head of the Roman Catholic Church. Pope Benedict appointed Cardinal Tarcisio Pietro, Peter in English, chamberlain of the Holy Roman Church back in 2007. He's in charge until the College of Cardinals, attending the upcoming papal conclave in the Sistine Chapel, select the new pope. He might become more than interim pope. Pope Benedict has made decisions that indicate Pietro could be, or at least once was, his personal choice to succeed him. And there is some talk in the Vatican that Benedict retired in order to orchestrate and help choose his successor. Working alongside this guy, Benedict appeared to be stacking the deck in his favor in January when he named 22 new cardinals. Most are Europeans and they're primarily Italian. As a result, Europeans currently number over half of all cardinal electors, and nearly a quarter of all the voters in that conclave will be Italian and presumably pro-Pietro. Now, I'm not saying that this guy will be selected pope. I'm not even saying we should believe the extra-biblical prophecies of Malachi that specify the next pope will be the last pope. I am saying that it's interesting that even a quick reading of the book of the Revelation towards the end, in chapters 17 and 18, talk about a great world religious power in the last days that has its headquarters in Rome, the city of the seven hills, whose leader will be killed by the Antichrist. And so there will be a last Roman leader of that false religious system that exists at that time. Those are the only connections I want to make at this point. What I'm saying is that we read the news and we read the Bible, and what you read in the news, you'd expect to read because that's what the Bible tells you is going to be happening since these are the last days. Now, we're not looking to Rome. We're not worried or wondering who the next pope is going to be, or even if he is the last one, or even if that system has anything to do with the false system that's in the tribulation, because we're only looking for Jesus Christ. He said he could come at any moment during this church age, and he would resurrect the dead in Christ and then rapture living believers off of planet Earth, and we would be together with him forever before any part of this great tribulation takes place. So that's what our hope is. We just find all of this stuff fascinating. If you're not ready for the rapture, then you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.